Gavin Kroeber's got an eye for art that's tied to unexpected locations like the Phoenix suburbs or the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. He says it gives people a different perspective on their city.
And you're taking a series of different paths, and that opens up not only a different set of views of the city, but it means you're literally occupying that space differently.
We set out on our journey to meet artists who work at the fringes of St. Louis. Our first stop is a small trailer parked in Granite City. We meet Jesse Vogler and Jennifer Colton, whose images of chemical mounds, windswept brush, and industrial buildings line the walls. Vogler says the multimedia project could inspire people to visit important, forgotten spots just across the river.
This set of photographs is not the art project, right? This set of photographs is just an invitation to that landscape that's out there.
Later, we drive to a roller rink in North St. Louis to interview Catherine Simone Reynolds, who's used the place in her films and photos. Kids spin around inside its mint green walls.
We're at Skate King, which I classify as being probably one of the blackest places in St. Louis.
Reynolds says tying art to specific locations like black cultural centers acknowledges the people who live, work, and play in those spaces.
Because it's really heavy because it's St. Louis, and so there's like a lot of identities that no one cares about. And whenever you live in a space that no one cares about, then like what kind of identity do you even get to have?
We leave Skate King and hop back in the car. As we drive, Gavin tells me Reynolds, Vogler, and Colton's interests are shared by other St. Louis artists.
It's a really exciting time in St. Louis. A lot of people are doing this kind of work out in the fabric of the city, producing wildly creative projects, but they don't get spoken of in the same breath.
Our arrival in the Old North neighborhood is heralded by steel drums that waft from outside Crown Candy. Chavez runs Northside Workshop about a block away, where he runs community workshops and documents work he does raising bees. In the yard where that work takes place, Chavez explains, this marriage of site-specific activism and art can inspire introspection.
And it's that moment when you empty yourself, you might have self-realizations. And self-realizations and can lead to problem-solving. So in one sense, it's about the environment, it's about what we're doing, but you walk away with, something completely different.
The steel drums guide us out on our way.
All right, the sun has come out. We are pulling away from Northside Workshop, getting on I-70 and heading towards Michael Allen's studio in South City. Showing all this work side by side lets us see that there's actually this kind of rising tide of this work, that we're in a moment where there are really important experiments happening out in the fabric of the city.
In that South St. Louis neighborhood, noted preservationist Michael Allen performs a new experimental lecture. He applies years of researching the past to imagining future models of what could happen.
2029, emergency management ends after massive cuts to city services and privatization of water supply.
Allen says it's important that people make art informed by locations and urban changes, like the Pruitt-Igoe housing complex demolition or the new National Geospatial Agency construction.
So it's, I think, a profound moment where what those sites are going to look like could be everything our dystopian imaginations have always held. Fence perimeters, surface parking lots, anti-urban, fortresses, or could be something else.
For Allen and other artists, it's important to document these fringe locations now because they'll be important sites in the future. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.